With Real Director of Football, Eddie Morris-Jones, after today's 1-0 defeat in the Hughes Grey Alliance to Clanrider, I think in the preview we mentioned about the battling qualities of Clanrider, and certainly today they kind of put everything into the game and kind of battled away to ensure that they held on to the early lead.
Yeah, it's hard to take. It's hurting. It's deflating. We've worked and prepped for this. We've prepped for games like these. You know, we know the teams are going to... It's their cup final. They're going to be on point. They have to be against us. But we can't... We've got to learn from their mistakes. We can't afford to not step up to the mark. We can't let things go easy. You know, we've got to talk, communicate, play our game. They've not. They've played the occasion. They've let it get to them. You know, and they can't. They've got to move on. They've got to pick up from this, and they've got to remember how this feeling is, and use it as fuel for next week and the week after and the rest of the season. It's and it is disappointing. You know, we started the game very slow, very flat-footed, a lot of nervy, and didn't want to get on the ball. Weren't brave. You know, we won't punish or have a go if people make mistakes from doing what we want and the way we set up and play. But if they're going off track and they're forcing it and they're just going off rehearsals, then they're going to get pulled out and they're going to get found out.
And in the second half, quite a few chances. Torrance, Pritchard when he came on, Pearce and Waddle all had some good chances towards the end, but the chances just didn't either fall to them and couldn't get them away. Many positives from the performance up front today?
Yeah, there's a few positives. We're getting in the right areas, but at the same time, there's got to be communication, you know, in the final third. You know, a lot of the times we had more time than we expected. No fault to Clanrider. They've defended very well, and they've had some chances to open the gap even more. You know, they've played, they've had a plan, and it's gone to point for them. You know, and I can't fault that, but we're going to be up against this, and we need to ask the lads questions, and we have done today, and we've not come up with the answers. We've caused them not many issues. You know, we've kept the ball well, you know, but it's not a percentage game. You know, it's okay keeping the ball for 80% of the game. We need to pick them out. We need to find runs. We need to talk. We need to play what you see. Not dwell on the ball and get caught out of it. You know, you're facing a team that are energetic. You know, they've come into this league and everyone's knocking them back. People will come here and they'll find it tough. But we knew that. We were prepared. And the lads haven't returned that for us. And it is. It's disappointing. You know, but we'll regroup. We'll have a sit down and we'll chat and we'll talk through it. And we're not gonna turn up not like that again. I'll tell you that.
Plenty to work on over the next week then.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're going to work on each week. Each game's different and we'll take it week as week. You know, we're not going to lose focus. Our goal is to be up there. You know, it's the first game of the season. We are going to read into it, but we're not going to let it, you know, we're not going to dwell on the situation and worry. You know, we've brought the lads in. We're not going to panic. We're still going to work with these boys. We believe in them. We're confident in them and we'll turn it round.
Cheers, thanks Eddie.
Cheers, thank you.